Blackstone Audio presents Lee by Lynn Cody. To my own college friends, Angie Green Kuchenbecker, Barb Ulrich Baumgartner, Jan Shortness Mataz, and Jeannie Mosher Craig. Thanks for all the fun and great memories from when we were all young and foolish. I mean, idealistic. Also to Darla Stowski Holly, my traveling companion in Europe and Hawaii, when we were young and single and carefree. And to Connie Brown Piper, you've always been like a sister to me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. John Newton. Prologue. New York City, November 1983. Through two horrific days and one long night, Lee Sinclair had held it together. Until an hour after she hugged her little girl and watched a doctor give the child a sedative at the hospital, and finally, thankfully, brought her here, home to her own bed. Then Lee had fallen apart. All her self-control dissolved in an instant, and she started shaking and couldn't stop. Nate had led her from her sleeping child into the dark living room. He'd nudged her down onto her sofa. Murmuring, he'd sat down and laid her head against his shoulder.